All right, gang, no intros, none of the BS. We're just going to jump right into it because, one, I'm feeling very, very lazy. And two, if you guys knew what the fuck it is I had to go through to get this goddamn thing to turn on, holy shit. I just built hashtag unprofessional, so we're just jumping right into it. Gang, basically the meat of today's rotted sandwich is the bullshit that is Christian persecution. It doesn't exist. Stop. Christians. And here goes my computer again, sitting on some bullshit. Let's see what happens now. Gang, seriously, this laptop is just, it's not even old. This is so frustrating, so frustrating. But let's keep this show moving. There's no Christian persecution. Stop it. Now, I know I've got some family members overseas that you're listening to me. Thank you so much, and thank you for your patience. But just so we're all on the same page, and I thought maybe it was just kind of implied because I don't sound British or Scottish or Russian or German or Ethiopian. I'm from the fucking South, and I live in America. So when I say there is no Christian persecution, I just, and apparently wrongly assumed, people were on the same page with me. But they're not. But I think they kind of are, right? Because no matter what, when you bring it up, what do Christians do, gang? They always shoot their monkey ass across the seven seas and there are definitely places in the world where you can go, where being a Christian can get your ass whipped. And sometimes you can get skilleted. I know someone who did. It's not in America. And I've got no jokes for Christians getting their ass handed to them, being Christians, reading a Bible. What? Over there, I'm sad. And on all honesty, I hope they're okay. But I'm talking about here in the fucking States. And no, Christian, no matter how many times you try to twist shit, you are wrong. You understand? You are just wrong. Again, equality feels like oppression to those in power. Christians, I'm just getting buzzed left and right up in this motherfucker. Hold on. No. And I'm not going to sit here and listen to this. Right? Again, and just like I'm not going to sit here and listen to someone make an argument that a virgin can get pregnant. Like I'm not going to sit here and have a 29-minute debate on whether rape is actually wrong or not. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. And I'm also not going to sit here and waste my time listening to people try to make the argument that American Christians are persecuted. You're not. You're not. You are getting something that you have been needing to get for quite some time, Christians. And that's called feedback. And again, you are so spoiled. You are so entitled that you actually believe that feedback is the equivalent to persecution. You're wrong. It's not. Again, for the length of humanity, you've just been just laying your dick on the table. And everyone just kind of has to move around the dick that's on the table and just acting like you don't see it. And now finally, someone is saying, get your dick off the table. Now someone's finally saying, let me tell you something, Jack. If I had 3 inches of man meat, I would not be showing it off like that, right? Put your shit, and that's what you call persecution.
You're making fun of my 3-inch dick.
Well, there's probably a lot of people around here with 3-inch dicks, but they keep the 3-inch dick in their pants. But you didn't get that memo, so you just wave your 3-inch dick all around. So yeah, now I'm gonna make fun of it.
You're mocking me. Oh, it's so hard having a 3-inch dick.
Keep it to yourself, and I won't talk about it, right? Same thing here, Christians. You don't want me to talk about your 3-inch dick? Keep you and your 3-inch dick off of my fucking front doorstep. Yeah, yeah. I've never a single time said, you know what's going to be great? Right in the middle of a great football game on a Sunday or Saturday watching college football, I want to hear a knock on my door. And it's someone sitting there asking me, have I heard the good word? Well, I was like, get the fuck away, right? Stop waving your, again, I did not invite you. I don't want you here. And that's not persecution. No Christian puts a dime down on these motherfucking bills in this house. You're not invited. Right? Leave me alone. You don't want me to talk about your 3-inch dick? Again, when I leave my grocery store and there's a bunch of 3-inch dick waivers and I'm sitting there and I'm taking pictures and I'm posting it because people are like, oh, that didn't really happen. I've posted those pictures. It's like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not persecuting them. I'm not mocking them for having 3-inch dicks. And again, if you leave me the fuck alone, I tend to pay you the same respect. Christians, again, you like to act like this is, I've told y'all before, Christians, you love to sit here and act like this is the world's best kept secret. Well, you're wrong. We've all heard your message. And this is what I've told y'all, I believe they call the new atheist movement. Now you get to hear our feedback. Now we get to tell you that's sitting on some bullshit. Do not waste my time with pizza taking a nap. If I say rape is wrong and you say, what do you mean by wrong? I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. Right? You sit there and you say that, you know, the public school down the street, it's okay for them to pray before a football game. Well, it's a public school and the coach isn't supposed to do it. That's not persecution. That's called following the law. Right. Again, you guys are just so used to getting your goddamn way that now you're starting to get some feedback. You don't know how to take that. You guys honestly think that this is persecution, that no one has it harder than us. You can go fuck yourself. Now, to my white American brothers, you know, I'm about to be fair, but listen up. Don't turn me out just yet. Turn me off. What? That sounded bad. Uncle Bobby, go fuck yourself. I told y'all about 6 years ago. I've been at my job so long that the kids that I was there for their first and second birthdays, they went into college. I was been around long enough that I was able to witness that. Now, up until about 6 years ago or so, you know, colleges were looking at their admittance policies and it was like, okay, let's see what we've been doing for the last 100 years or so. Okay. White, and so these colleges are like, you know what? We need to at least start acting like we care about diversity. So, oh yeah. They started, you know, admitting black kids, Mexican kids, more ladies, right? Gang, holy shit. The number of times I heard people at work go ape shit, right? And they're like, oh, it's so hard being a white man. It's a, you have no idea, Robert. It's like, I didn't say a word. I've told y'all, the best part about knowing how to fight is knowing when to apply those skills. Go ahead and bellyache. Because to them, they got into this school. Their parents got into that school. Their grandparents got in their school. And you'll never guess what? Their great-grandparents were the inaugural class at XYZ school. See, they're just so used to putting their name on a piece of paper, sliding it across the admission office, and be like, oh, you're white. I'm sorry, I didn't see that. And just letting you in. Well, Now schools are like, man, we got to get some bros up in this bitch. We got to get some of our Hispanic family members, some of our Asian, Tongan. We got to let the ladies in here. We got to at least try like we're acting to be diverse. And yeah, and the number is like, Robbie, clearly you're sitting on some bullshit. I mean, it's just not a favorable time to be a white man, Robert. I mean, they persecute. It's like, that's not persecution. It's not persecution. Right? You're not being singled out. You're not. See, because, and I just told someone this, and I've told y'all this. True story. In 1964, my father, who is a genius and was a very good high school football player, they literally told my dad, no, the University of Texas did, no niggers allowed. Thirty years after that, in 1994, for the inaugural class of the College Football Association All-American team, Robert Reed was the first ever Texas Longhorn chosen for the CFA All-American team. That's a true story. 30 years. I mean, I'm a hell of a lot dumber than my dad. They told my dad no niggers allowed. That was kind of, what do you call that? A standard fucking policy here in the United States. That's actual persecution, right? They told my dad no niggers. They welcomed me with open arms. 30 years after they said that to my dad, I made All-American, right? A white kid not getting into UT is not persecution. You're not being singled out. This isn't reverse racism, right? Again, this is called enacting equality. And there's one thing I've always said about equality, gang. And this goes for dudes. This goes for white people. Equality is that thing that everyone loves to talk about, but not enough people want to participate in. I straight up had someone tell me once when it was time for their kid to go to school that their kid didn't get into X, Y, and Z school because some Mexican took their slot. Now, I openly admit I did not take the traditional route into college. I got an athletic scholarship. So I didn't have to deal with rejection letters. But something tells me that when you get a rejection letter, it doesn't say, Mr. Matthew Whiterson, you didn't get him because some Mexican took your slot. I'm like, entitled much? Now that's a long way to go and a little bit of self-therapy for me to say that, Christians, that's like you. Right? You are so used to doing whatever the fuck you want, when you want, how you want, that now you are starting to get some feedback. And now what are you screaming? This is persecution. It's not persecution. And I'm going to say this just one more time. I'm talking about American Christianity. You guys are the ruling. What do I always say, gang? Christians, you run this joint. Fucking enjoy it. You're still the majority. You're still the ruling class. Again, persecution is systemic. Whether it's actually written into law or it's just kind of the standard operating procedure, right? One or two or even a handful of bad moments, which I've got no jokes for, that's not persecution. Again, persecution, Christians, if you want to know what persecution is, ask our LGBTQ plus family members. Are you guys aware that marriage equality is about 10, 12 years old? Did you know that? I'm not joking. It is. Christians, where was the law enacted in the United States that made you a full citizen? I would say, don't worry, I wait. I'll wait, but don't bother. You've never had to have that. That's why you're not, Papa, get your monkey ass out of there. That's why you're not being persecuted. Where is the law that said, Christians, you can now be part of the in-group? Christians, you are the in-group. Christians, you want to know what persecution is? Do you guys know how old a woman's ability to hold credit is in the United States? It's as old as I am. I'm not joking. Look that up. Are you guys aware that the year before I was born, 6 months before I was born, women could not hold credit in the United States? That's a true fucking story. Don't get me started on abortion rights, but go fuck yourself. Christians, if you want to talk about oppression, talk to women, right? That is an oppressed class. Again, I took the Bill of Rights and the amendments and all that good stuff. Again, that was made originally for white Christian land-owning males. Everyone else's rights had to literally be written in. A woman's ability to vote had to be written in. You understand that? Black people's ability to vote had to be written in. Christians, where is the law that had to be written in here in the United States that made you full citizens? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. You've got no fucking clue what you are talking about when you guys sit here and you bellyache about what is and is not persecution. Now, I can go on for days, but gang, let's hit it with the Autobots transform. Hold on. Again, my computer just slowed down. I don't know what the hell is going on, but this is not fun at all. Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be gone away. Trying to sing some Ronnie Millsap, because right now I've got the speed of fucking dial-up. It's like fucking AOL up in this bitch. Jesus H. Christ. Gang, this is just sitting on some bullshit. I don't know what's going on. I really have no fucking clue. But the show must go on. So. Yeah. No, fuck. But okay, here we go. What do we got here? Not a fetish and everything. Go fuck yourself. Okay. So let's go ahead and hit it. We got the Autobots. Transform. We should be rolling out here pretty soon. And roll out. What do you see? This bullshit. Let's go ahead and keep this view as is. So let me go over here to my Twitter page. Now, gang. Yeah, here we go with the slow bullshit again. Okay, well, this thing is going again about half the speed of dial-up. Let's just talk about it. It is an AI depiction. And again, podcasters, what you can't see is these are fucking American white kids. But YouTubers, take a look. Take a look. And see if it'll blow up, Shuate. Will it? God damn. Okay, fuck it. You see that? What does that look like? Are those kids Ethiopian? No. Somalian? No. Egyptian? No. Are they from Bangladesh? No. Saudi Arabia? No. These are the whitest white kids that have ever fucking whited. Look at the kid smack dab in the middle. Is that not American white child, or is that not an American white child? This is what I'm talking about. Now, the caption from Faith Alone Saves, you can go fuck yourself. Would you still trust in Jesus even if your friends laughed at you? Again, stop it. Christians, you have emotional Munchausen syndrome. You do. Again, you guys want all the attention that comes with being sick, but you don't want to carry any of the disorder, none of the disease. Where can you go where this is the scene? Tell me. Again, how many American presidents since I've been alive? You can't run for fucking president if you, again, look what we did to Ilhan Omar. Right? Again, you cannot be anything high level in politics in this country without jerking off Jesus. Donald Trump is not a Christian, gang. Donald Trump is not a fucking Christian, but he said he was. So look how he gets treated by the evangelical right. Again, Christians, and I've said this before, and I've been saying it since I started this fucking show. I'll trade places with you. Again, 7 shirts that identify you as an atheist, as a Muslim, something, anything other than Christian. I will wear 7 t-shirts that identify me as a Christian. Let's come back after that week and let's talk about our experiences. What do you got? You're not being persecuted. You don't get fucking laughed at. Now, do you get called out? Yeah, absolutely. And again, I had a Christian say this because she did the same bullshit. It's hard, it's hard, it's hard. I was like, how is it hard? And she finally, it's like, people laugh at us. It's like, go get yourself some real fucking problems. Go get yourself some problems. Again, if you don't want to get laughed at, try not having laughable beliefs. Virgins don't get pregnant. Snakes don't talk. Grow the fuck up. Again, some dude did not put a stick in an entire sea, and that sea did not split in half. Oh, you think I'm being too harsh? What do you think about Scientology, Christians? What do you think about Jehovah's Witness? What do you think about Mormons? You've got no problem giving everyone else's beliefs. I just belch. Hashtag a professional. You've got no problem giving other people's belief systems the finger. I do it to you. You do it to other people. You're getting what you give out. Period. End of story. Now, there's one of the, now let's look at some of these fucking replies, but there's one in particular, gang, that I wanted to look it up. Okay, what does this fuckface say? Some guy's going to sit here and quote Galatians. Okay, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm licking your balls. Where is that one? Stop being, yeah, that's a good one. Stop being clowns and you might not get laughed at. But Christians, even if you're getting laughed at, that's not persecution. Because again, it's not systemic. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, such short. You're right. Good job, Richard. If six people say you're drunk, then you're drunk. People are laughing at you for a very good reason. Exactly. Okay, my sister chimed in. Nobody cares unless you're a judgmental holy roller. I'll give you that, Jay. That's the thing. No one cares unless you act like a judgmental holy roller. You're right, Jay. You're right. Again, I've said it before. As long as your Jesus makes you say and do good things, and I like your Jesus, I'm not going to, you know, pound my chest and go to war against you. Again, I know Christians who wholeheartedly believe that Jesus likes gay people the way they are, period, in a story. There's no need to turn off their gay. I'm not going to debate you on that. But the Christians who sit here and scream at gay people and call them all kinds of, I'm going to call you a fucking asshole. So, Jay, I'm with you on that one. Oh, here we go. Oh, Beth, is that your name? If laughing is the worst they can do, then yes. The apostles had it worse and still believed. Be like the apostles. Don't. Give me a break. Again, you want to sit here, and I've said this before, give me a break. Right? It's real tough. It's real easy to sit here and talk about how tough you are when the situation isn't very tough. And I've seen Christians have this back and forth. Would you take a bullet for Jesus? I would take a bullet. No, you wouldn't. You're softer than baby shit. I know that because most people are softer than baby shit. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. And it's one thing when you're sitting there talking to your best friend about it. But when someone whose skin complexion nor accent, it doesn't match yours, and they're the ones holding the weapon, you're going to sing. And if someone says, actually, I remember there was some fucked up ass little TikTok skit. And again, it's amazing how shit like that gets picked up, but I get demonetized and taken off. Give me a break. But it was literally a skit where Christian, you know, the dark, ominous music, and someone holds a gun to some Christian's head. Not really. And he's like, you know, denounce Jesus. And the first two or three would denounce Jesus. Then the third kid comes in. It's like, denounce with a gun to his head. And he's just sitting there defiant. They don't show the gun blast, but the kid opens his eyes. And guess what? He's in heaven. And Jesus is like, that's a good job, son. Okay, please go fuck yourselves. Christians, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't. And you shouldn't. Let's keep it moving so I don't make this a 9-hour long show. Where's the ones that I wanted to get to? Yeah, again, Mark, I agree with you. Getting laughed at is nothing. Some people face real persecution like Christians in Nigeria. I believe you, who may lose their lives for faith in Christ. Mark, I agree. And American Christians who sit here and you want to jerk off to these AI depictions of a Christian kid walking through a high school with the Bible and getting laughed at, I agree with Mark, and I agree with the other Christians that take this stance. You are belittling actual Christian persecution. You are. Give me a break. Keep this going. Yeah, someone's going to quote Proverbs, save it. Someone's John. What is, okay. If the world hates you, you know, they hated me before you, whatever your name, Sae alone, fucking save it. Save it. Wait, have you ever been? I don't want to hear what you have to say. Kiss my ass. I have lost friends because I would not bow to the world's madness. Go jerk off in your. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Okay, Jesus is the most important thing in your life. Then you're doing it wrong. Give me a break. Where is that thing that I was looking at? Supporting you against you. They may not be your friends then. But again, where is this situation? Where? Obviously, I'm a very outspoken atheist. And yeah, I've got friends that are Christians. How do I not? I live in the fucking Bible Belt. I don't just outright laugh at their beliefs. I don't. Now, if you sit here and you try to, you know, convert me, or you want to sit here and have a talk about, you know, your belief, you're going to get actual feedback. And if I sit here and I have, and someone says like, stop, stop. Are you a grown ass woman? I remember the first point you said, because I asked her, because she had two kids. You took dick. You did. You know how this works. You fucked your husband at least twice, right? That's why you got those two little crotch rockets that you call sons. You know how this works. Are you, and again, this woman is borderline fucking brilliant. She is. It's like, are you really going to sit here and fix your fucking mouth to tell me that you actually believe that a virgin got pregnant? He says, oh, I believe. I was like, no, you don't. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Because again, when push comes to shove, when you really have to practice this bullshit, Christians, you don't practice this bullshit. You don't. You don't because you can't. Again, if your kid came to you and said, mom, dad, I'm pregnant, and they're like 15 years old, you would shit on yourself. But when your kid was like, oh, no, you don't understand the assignment there, mom. I'm actually a virgin. You would not buy it. You wouldn't buy it. Let's keep this thing moving. Give me a break. This actually happens to me a lot. Yeah, Steven, whatever, dude. Seriously. I don't believe you, Chris. Where is this place? Where is this place where I can go? Where Christians are the ones having to whisper about their belief system. Give me a break. Okay, yeah, go fuck yourself. Where are the other ones? Dang, this thing is probably so buried underneath because this tweet's getting so many fucking... Okay, yes, that's your life. I don't believe you. I'm telling you right now, if you can assert and tell me that I actually believe in God, I'm going to tell you I don't believe you. That happens to you every day. That's your life. I don't believe you. I do not believe you. Give me a break. Yeah, person. Where is this fucking response, gang? Been there, done that. Yeah. Shut up. Okay. You just stay there. My friends always laughed at me because I trust in Christ since I was a boy. It's a reality in our lives as believers. Let's click on this. Okay. I think this sucker's from Brazil because I see a Brazilian flag. I can't speak for Brazil, but no, I don't, not here. I will always trust in Jesus. Oh, well, that's going to be a one-sided relationship. FCA. Oh, wow. I was part of the FCA when I was a kid. Yes. Okay, Paul, where are you? I'm really starting to believe these are just fake accounts. Yeah, I don't believe you, Paula. I don't. You get laughed and mocked at every day. I do not believe you. I do not believe you. So, here we go. Yes, because I've lived it. That's how, when you're open as a Christian, stop. Stop. Again, that term is loaded and you know it. I'm open about my Christianity. It's like, I'm open about my sexual orientation. I'm open about my gender identity. They know that that phrase is loaded. It carries weight. Please, again, you know what you don't get to do? FF finisher. You know what you don't get to do? Especially, and I'm sitting here looking right now because the tweet above you, fuck face, it's for the fucking FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. You don't get to sit here and say the foolishness. Oh, yeah, it's what happens when you live open about your Christianity. Christians, you don't know what persecution is. And so since you don't, you have to make shit up. And what you make up sounds so fucking stupid. This motherfucker. Boy, I tell you what, the Christians gang, I'm about to belch. I just belch, hashtag unprofessional. You guys are sitting on some bullshit. Because the tweet I'm looking for is buried so far underneath all these fucking replies. Man. Take the abuse, you can take it. Okay. Take the abuse, you can take it. You have God on. Okay, just, I can't. I can't. Okay. Good one, Bex. So Bex posted, you know, again, what Jesus would have more than likely have actually looked like, right? So yeah, give me a break. And Christians, just save it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to my fucking Twitter timeline and scroll through all 9 million of fucking responses. Gang, here a little bit. I'm just going to, because it's on my pad here. Jesus H. Christ. I'm going to tell you what we are going to do. Okay. Walk it off. There we go. So, gang, so I'm not just sitting here looking forever in a day. Let me see. Is it around here somewhere? Gang, it is so buried underneath. Well, one, thank y'all for responding, but holy shit. I should have done a better job prepping for the show, but you guys know the drill. First sake only, motherfuckers. Let's go back over here. Let's switch it up. Okay. So, from JRSC99US. Okay. So, this sucker, again, there had a smart-ass response, but tweeted at me a picture. And it's a picture of, it looks like someone packed a trailer full of Bibles. Breaking. And it's from this year. Trailer loaded with Bibles set ablaze in front of church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. No arrests have been made. JRC, I've got no jokes for that. I'm not a fan. I don't like that move. And I hope they catch the person who did it. If they were actually breaking the law, I hope they get their asses snatched up. I do. That's not persecution. It's not. And I'm not even sorry for saying that out loud. Persecution is systemic. Again, please show me the laws that Christians have had to have so that they can be full citizens in these United States. Right? You don't have that problem. And the other one, it's a map. Restrictions on religious freedoms around, because my response to this bullshit was walk it off. Walk it off. I'm not going to debate this with you. So you guys see what it is I'm talking about, right? Podcasters, you can't see, but this sucker just sent me a map and it's entitled Restrictions on Religious Freedoms Around the World. And it's all, you know, a different shade of red. Can you guys see that? Now, America, can you see on that map where America is? Yeah, so that shade of red correlates with moderate to high restrictions. Please notice how every single continent is some shade of red. And apparently, the source Pew Research Center Forum on Religious and Public Life. I'm calling bullshit. I'm not going to lie. And apparently, if I'm not mistaken, Pew is, you know, a respectable, you know, polling service. I think this is full of shit. Or maybe I don't know what they're calling restriction on religious freedoms around the world. Or maybe it's because I'm just in the fucking South. Do you know how many churches there are within a stone's throw of my fucking front doorstep versus synagogues, mosques, or any other style of religious beliefs? I'm not buying that. I think that map is full of shit. I do. Get this crap off my screen. I think this is all full of shit. Right? Again, where is it hard in this country to be a Christian? And again, Christians, feedback is not, because one of the tweets at me, what it's exactly what happened when I responded to, again, years ago when Chris Pratt sat there and, you know, again, I don't follow award shows, but, you know, let's say he got Fuckface of the Year award and he got up there and, you know, oh, don't be afraid to be a Christian. Don't be ashamed. Read your Bible. Pray. Prayer works. Blah, blah, blah. At least 70% of the audience was giving him a standing ovation. Because you always get to hear about how hard it is to be a Christian in Hollywood. I don't buy that one out. For the little bit of shows that I have seen, music, TV, movie, I just want to sit here and I want to thank my Lord Jesus Christ, because without him, this is all sitting on some bullshit. right? Even little rappers get up there. You got MC Fuckface, you know, with the hit song, I got fucked up. I've got a criminal record and I drank a 40 ounce last night and I fucked 10 bitches in their booty hole. What does he even say? Right. I want to thank my Lord and Christ, Jesus Christ. You know, without him, none of this is possible. So I commented on it because I was like, oh, how brave you are, Chris Pratt. How hard is it to be a Christian in this country? You guys know how many people responded to that single tweet that I made telling me that I was persecuting Chris Pratt? Someone responded to me telling Christians to walk it off. To say, what was my exact tweet, gang? What was that tweet? Because I said, this is total horseshit. American Christians, stop bellyaching. One of the tweets, because right now I'm over 100 replies, so it's going to take me forever to find it, was basically saying that I was persecuting Christians for telling them to stop bellyaching. That's what I'm talking about. Christians, you don't know what persecution is. You don't. And you know what? You should be glad that you don't know what persecution is. You should be glad that you don't know what it's like to have cancer, to have AIDS, polio. You don't want the disease, but you definitely want the attention that comes with having a disorder, right? Again, it's like my white family members. Oh my God. Oh, my son. Robert is sitting on some bullshit. I mean, we're fifth generation, you know, rice owls. And he didn't get into rice. So we had to settle for the University of Texas, Texas A&M, the University of Houston, Florida State, Harvard, Yale, Penn. He got into fucking Penn State. He got into the University of Miami at Ohio and the one in fucking Florida. Oh, Robert, he got into USC, UCLA. He got into Notre Dame. He got into fucking Pittsburgh. Oh, but Robert, he didn't get into Rice. Oh, it's so hard being a white guy. That's what I'm talking about. Again, Christians, you are getting feedback. And again, I'm personally happy for you. I am. I'm glad you're not getting your ass kicked. You don't want to get your ass kicked. Getting your ass kicked sucks. Having a disease blows, right? Losing is not fun, but none of that describes your current condition here in the United States. So fucking stop it. Fucking stop it. Getting a brick, because I'm thinking about, what is it? God isn't dead, 3 or whatever the fuck, you know, a light, you know, someone throws a brick through a church. That's bad, but that's not persecution. Someone burns Bibles in front of your church. I'm not a fan of that, but that's not persecution. And you getting feedback, even someone telling you to shut, again, those videos, 30,000 feet in the air. You are holding people hostage. And some asshole gets up there with his guitar and starts beating out the fucking gospel music. There's no place to run. And when people like me and Matt Dillahunty got on this thread, it's like, if you don't shut the fuck up, Christians got on that thread and said, me and Matt Dillahunty, we're persecuting Christians. Again, Christians, there are places here in the world where Christians are actually getting their ass whipped for simply being Christians. And I've got no jokes for that. But here in the United States, it's not one of those places. Again, I will continue to say, Christians, you run this joint. Fucking enjoy it. But you know what you no longer get to do without being called out? You no longer get to say that you're the persecuted class here in the United States. Persecution is fucking systemic. There are no laws that had to be passed so that you guys can become full citizens. And you know what? You should be celebrating. But instead, you're mourning because you've got emotional Munchausen syndrome. Again, you want all the attention that comes with being sick, but you don't want to carry the actual disease. You guys take it easy.